This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. How are we? Does anyone have anything not suitable for the show that we can talk about in the podcast? The show is pretty gross today, despite us being on our own, Colin. We're dirty devils.
Do you know what? I'm putting all the blame on you.
Yeah, I was a bit filthy.
On the first show back before after Christmas, you spoke about rectums and putting things up your bum.
Yeah,
you've had
not in my bum, personally, by the way.
No, not your bum. You've spoken about your dog's
balls.
Scrotum.
True. Rectum, good for a
sweet. Yeah, and now sweaty dog feet, but not dog feet, as in toes.
Toes, and we even spoke about fungus. And it was a little bit gross, and I'm sorry, I guess. I just panic and get filthy when Dave and Fiona aren't around.
You default to your natural habitat.
Oh, lads, I got a fright this morning. God, you'd kind of switch on a bit quicker when you get a message like that to say your two team members down, wouldn't you?
I was like, because I'm always the first to wake. I get up at like 5.
Can I ask again?
Yeah.
Why?
The first alarm goes off at 5 and then I'm out of bed at 10 past.
Is that really necessary?
Yes, because I give myself time to be sleepy at home.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So
you.
Then
you
when
also
I'm
have
in.
A taxi
work?
Drive, like, as in, I'd understand if you had to get into the car and drive to give yourself the time to wake up. But the fact that you're in a taxi, I'm like, would you not just do it there?
Anyway. But I have to prepare myself because sometimes you get a chatty taxi driver.
Oh,
and some of them are really nice, but some of them is just like, oh. And the taxi driver that I had this morning, I don't want to sound too privileged, but he wouldn't drop me off at the door and it was raining.
Ah, I know, it's awkward because if they miss the turn down the laneway, they have to go all the way around.
So he didn't go. So I come from the north side into town. Our studios are in Stephen's Green, just off Stephen's Street. And my taxi driver would generally come down O'Connell Street onto Dame Street, up Georgia Street, and then take a left where the Premier Inn is.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Down there, and our office is at the top of a laneway.
So you normally get off by the Premier Inn and walk up the lane?
The majority of the time, the taxi driver would pull in and drop me off outside the Caribou Pub, the old
perfect,
PMAX, and say, hey, do you mind if I drop you off here?
Makes sense.
So I can skid on down. But today, I was like, it's absolutely pelting it down. Mm. I don't have an umbrella. Will he just drop me off at the door? And he was slowing down. He was like, it's all right here. And I said, do you mind going round? And he went round. And then he tried to drop me off outside Dunn's.
No, mate.
And Stephen's Green. And I was like, no, this is even further away. And then
God,
he got
so
up to the top of the road. And then he was like, here? And I said, no, just down the laneway.
Oh, Callum!
I know, but I'm like...
No, but you don't want to be sitting in wet clothes all day.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's like, if I've put a destination in, please take me to the destination. Please. I like taxi drivers, though, but he was being a bit of a grump.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that clip so much.
Please.
If I want to go to a destination, please take me to the destination.
If I book... to the airport.
No,
I
get you.
Terminal 1, and he drops me off at Terminal 2.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
There's about 6 metres in the difference, I'd say, with this one. Anyway, you got away with it. Your hair looks lovely. You don't look like you've got rain hair, so you're laughing.
I put the hood up.
You got to fuck up with the hood all the time. Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning. Good morning. How are we? It is Tuesday, the 13th of January. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning, everyone. Oh. Right. It's like that then, is it? It's just Emma and Callum with you this morning. Fiona called in sick. Dave called in sick.
Thank God you're here, because otherwise it would have just been me and nobody needs that.
Got a text from Callum at about 5:30. Hey, if you happen to see this, please come in as soon as you can, because we're on our own. Cool. At that point, I was downstairs tending to the dog.
I should have brought him in.
I should have. He's grey crack at the moment. He'd be howling away there in the background. He's stitches all over his body, the poor boy. And he's just not a happy camper. So obviously at night time now, because like when we can supervise him, he can wear the kind of inflatable mini... It's not a cone. What would you call it?
It's a collar. I remember when I had my cat, this was about 15 years ago, he had an issue with his paw and it was just like this big inflatable ring Bit like a bit of flotation device.
Exactly. It's like one of those lifesaver rings, yeah, or whatever you call them. So yeah, he's one of them during the day, fine. But the problem is, because it's the paw, he can still kind of get at the paw with that on.
Yes.
So he needs to be supervised. So obviously then at night time, God love him, he's in the big old loser cone, right?
And
he
hates it.
The lampshade. Yeah, he's the Pixar lamp at night time. And because he's the Pixar lamp at night time, I think he sees a reflection of himself in the kitchen, like window, or in the kitchen door, in the reflection basically. Yeah. So he barks and barks. So anyway, he was up barking at whatever, 5:15. I was up and down to him. So I didn't see your text until about 5:45. Well, lads, I've never thrown a pair of knickers as fast in my life.
I'm glad you're wearing knickers.
I am. I've the knickers on. We're fine.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma this morning. Hope you're good. Before 8 o'clock, I need your help. I think I might be in trouble in my relationship after something I did this morning. I'll give you more details after 8:30. For now, though, have you listening or you, Callum, seen Runaway on Netflix?
I haven't.
Okay, you've seen it's trending, number one. People are talking about it everywhere at the moment as well. Well, it's absolutely brilliant. No spoilers here, but just very briefly, it's about this father, and when his daughter disappears and cuts all contact, he never gives up hope. He comes across her, realizes she might be alive, and in the search to find her, comes across all sorts of uncomfortable truths, and there's potential to damage his whole family. And it's just a brilliant mystery that keeps you on the edge of your seat until the very end. Well, most people, not me, because obviously by the end of episode one, I had looked up all the spoilers and knew exactly what was going to happen.
This is classic you.
Yes,
Do you know what? I'm not even annoyed at this now, because if you hadn't have done this, it wouldn't be true to form.
Exactly. And this is the thing. Before I go any further with the story, I genuinely am not doing this to rage bait.
No.
At all. I just can't handle not knowing what's going to happen. In my own life, it's a struggle in real life. I'm the kind of person that needs to have Google Maps open in bed just to make sure, like, there's definitely no obstruction on the road when I leave in 30 minutes, I can't deal, like, it just freaks me out. Yeah. I like routine, I like to know what's coming.
No, I get you. I'm a one to do that, but after I've seen everything. So, like, if I go to the cinema, I will then go into, like, an IMDb and a Wikipedia and a Reddit rabbit hole of a bit of lore around that film, but I won't necessarily, like, I went to go and see Marty Supreme at the weekend, Timothy Chalamet ping pong.
Did he deserve the Golden Globe for it?
But I went into that only knowing, I think it's about ping pong.
And
then afterwards I was like, oh, so it's this and this.
And who's this famous guy they were talking about? Absolutely. And telling me everything. Okay, I'm going to list a few more for you, right? The Stranger, have you seen? You may not have now. Remember the Michelle Keegan one a couple of years ago? Fool Me Once, you saw that?
Yeah.
Missing You is another one, another kind of thriller. Anyway, it took me watching Runaway over the last week or so to realise that a lot of these shows I've really enjoyed on Netflix are connected, because they're all adaptations from novels from this guy called Harlan Coben.
Oh.
Right? So I never clocked this. I was like, I feel like it's kind of similar in how, like, there's so many twists and turns and it gets you to the very end. He's had like 10, 15 of his novels at this point turned into TV adaptations.
Definitely,
for different places.
There's a deal in there somewhere.
Fact. Yeah, it goes really well. And what I did last night after watching Runaway, which I really just enjoyed so much, and I actually re-watched Fool Me Once and then looked up his name on Netflix and just saw the plethora of his stuff that's on there, is I wanted to order some of his books. I have a trip coming up next month, and I was like, right, I'm going to get into this, and the ones that haven't been adapted, I want to read.
I'd say you'd suit a Kindle so well.
I know.
Get this woman a Kindle. Jack, get this woman a Kindle.
Yeah, I just nothing like the smell of a good book, though.
I get you.
Yeah, I love it. But again, not to rage bait, the three books I decided to buy were based on who I found out the killer would be.
You like doing books backwards, so you kind of almost try, like, and work out how you get to that.
I was like,
point.
Tell me who the villain is, it turns out, in each of these three books, and of whatever, this list of 10 books. And then when it came back to me, I was like, and again, I don't necessarily want to give any spoilers, and I wish I could, because one's hilarious, is like, I was like, oh, I want to know why she's the villain. Do you know what I mean?
It's so frustrating. But it's so true to you.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't even a bit, because I know.
No facts.
This is you down to
the T. Check my ChatGPT history. Tell me everything that happens in this episode. All the spoilers, please. Do a gala flavour. Here's New Belters Only with Bandit. It's called Do For Love. You're listening to Spin Morning. The best looking band of Irish young fellas, you'll see. It's Amble and Socrates Smiled on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma with you this morning. The guys are unwell, but hopefully back tomorrow. And a reminder, after 8 o'clock, another round of the Tricky 10. My first gameplay of the week. So come on and give it a lash. 087 711 1038. The word tricky could get you one of the very exclusive Fully Charged Snooties. For now though, Callum.
I know we're only 13 days into the year, but I feel like every single day we've spoken about Stranger Things, or I've had a conversation about Stranger Things. I don't know if you remember last week, Dave was telling us about the season finale. It had its season 5 series finale last week.
Yeah.
And nobody was really happy with the ending, to a point where everyone thought that there was going to be a secret final episode because it was a fake ending.
Yeah, I think Dave was saying when you searched fake ending on Netflix, Stranger Things would come up. People were expecting there to be an alternative ending because it was so disappointing. Yeah. Letdown for fans after so many years.
Yeah, so the finale, the season 5 finale dropped on New Year's Day, and then everyone was thinking, oh, on the 7th of January, a week after the finale, they're going to drop this bonus episode. I saw people putting money on this.
Wow.
To try and win money back.
That's so, if you're if you worked on that show, if you're the director, the producer of that show, and that's the reaction that your fans are giving, you must feel like a big piece of poo.
Well, funnily enough, last week, there was an official documentary released on the finale, like the final season of Stranger Things, and it had interviews with the two creators, Matt and Ross Duffer, and they said, this is on an official Netflix documentary. We went into production without having a finished script for the finale. That was scary because we wanted to get it right and it was the most important script of the season. They didn't even have a clue.
That's ridiculous.
And do you know what? I've not watched Stranger Things because I'm afraid of commitment. In a way of, I know that I would like this thing, but it's like I've never seen these big series like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones and stuff, because it's just like, I know it's just such a big commitment.
Yeah,
there's,
I know,
hour-long episodes and there's 9 seasons and you're going to be there for ages. And I just want to watch something light. So I always end up going back to The Office or something that I've seen 17,000 times.
Fair, right? Yeah, I get you.
But in the documentary, there's a close-up of the laptop that the brothers are writing the finale on. And they're writing, first of all, they're writing it on Google Docs, which just in my head, I was like, surely there'd be something more official.
You almost want to see them writing it on a typewriter or just something that has a bit of class. Yeah.
Not Google Docs. And on the tabs, so they're writing it on Google Docs, on Google Chrome, and then on the tabs on the top of Google Chrome, they looked like the icon for ChatGPT.
No, you're not.
And everyone was saying, surely they didn't use AI to write the finale. Surely they didn't. And someone actually enhanced, kind of like in those MI5 films, enhanced that image.
Yeah.
It wasn't ChatGPT.
Okay,
it was still something else.
They're saying that the episode was so disappointing that it could have been
AI.
ChatGPT. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I was thinking, if people weren't happy with that finale and it wasn't AI after all, could AI make the finales of other shows better?
Even better. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So let's move on to Friends. We all know about Friends. Big comedy. The finale, the big thing is Rachel gets off the plane.
Stay on the plane!
Yeah, Ross goes after Rachel. The guys all move out. Everyone gets their happily ever after.
Yeah.
That's after 10 years of commitment of that comedy. I asked AI for the alternative finale. It's kind of harsh and I don't like this. Ross gets to the airport too late and Rachel gets on the plane. She doesn't get off.
Well, you see, I think that's a fantastic ending because Ross was trying to hold her back from her career.
Ross was kind of a bad fella.
To keep Rachel in her box. Didn't
it
like
then it. Cuts to a 5 year later card. Ross is sitting in the cafe on his own. The old gang all walk past randomly without Rachel. She's obviously in France. And no one bats an eyelid to go in, and it's just Ross on the sofa on his own.
Okay, there was no need for that. Salt in the wound.
I know. Breaking Bad. A lot of people praised the finale for Breaking Bad. It came out in 2013. So I'm going to spoil the ending, so if you've not watched it, tough, it came out 13 years ago. Walter White admits responsibility for the actions from the series. He becomes the drug lord Heisenberg. Jesse refuses to kill him after he's injured in a gunfight. Walt set fire to the drug lab and collapses before dying.
Okay.
The AI alternative is Jesse still escapes from the big gunfight, but Walt survives instead of dying out on the on the thing. Again, another flash forward. The police arrive at the lab. They arrest Walt. He goes to prison. He's happy with his last life choice. And that's the final bit.
Lovely, grand. Yep.
And finally, How I Met Your Mother. This one was absolutely slated because, again, it was... How I Met Your Mother was a perfect comedy for, 8 seasons.
Yeah.
And then the finale season was a load of old garbage. And it was because Ted eventually meets the mother after it was leading up to this whole thing of who's going to be the mother, who's going to be the mother. Yeah. And there was this random woman called Tracy in 2013. They fall in love, they have the kids, but she dies 10 years later. Mm. So the happy ending isn't there. Then they kind of ruin it by Ted going after Robin, the love interest who was at Barney all the time. And then they get together. So it was like, it just felt like a bit of a waste. And AI.
Why do you think they do this? Because it seems like such a common thing. I think now, I know it sounds so like, so old to even like still be thinking about friends like this in my head, but they got that so right.
Yeah.
In a way.
I think just happily ever afters work. It's a bit of fan service. It's like there's no need to be edgy. And this is basically what it does. This, it's all kind of positive. Unlike the original, Tracy doesn't die, creating a fully realised family life for Ted. No deaths, no awkward love triangles, just love, friendship and closure.
Perfect.
Why wasn't AI around when that came out? Because I would have happily watched that.
Someone still hurt over it.
It just annoys me.
Okay, if that was 2013, for you Stranger Things fans, another 10 years of pain at least. MK now, this is Come Find Me at Spin. Half 7, Callum.
I've opened up a can of worms this morning. I was talking about awful season finales and TV shows, and especially How I Met Your Mother, and how it ends with the mother dying and Ted going after Robin, and it's just awful. It's a terrible season finale, and I'm not over it. And Alana isn't over it as well. She says, Callum, I'm with you. I still get angry any time I briefly think about that finale. Robin was never supposed to end up with him. They only did it because they thought it was what the fans wanted, and it was the wrong call.
Oh, man.
It's just so frustrating.
It's so upsetting. I remember someone I know being incredibly angry at the Game of Thrones finale. I hadn't watched it, but I remember he went home from work. He was on a split shift or something. So I think didn't those episodes come out in the middle of the night or something like that? Yeah. Anyway, he came in, did the morning shift, went home on his lunch break to watch it and came back like a different person. He was absolutely fuming over it. And yeah, it's a thing you still think about. It still makes you so
10
angry.
10 years on. God, annoying.
The fans of Stranger Things, you've a long way to go to get over this one.
Dublin travel. It spins fully charged, recharged.
The Tricky 10 on the way after 8 o'clock this morning. We'd love to have you on to play if you'd like to give it a lash. Message us the word tricky. Our number is 087-711-1038. Just Emma with you this morning. Dave and Fiona under the weather. Hopefully all back together tomorrow. But as if that wasn't enough to handle before 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, I think there could be a little bit of trouble in paradise today because I feel like I've done something. Now, before I go any further, well, I suppose you can be the judge of me. I don't think that this is really my fault. Just a little bit of context here. Myself and my partner, Jack, we have a dog, Seamus, okay? He's a hairy, smelly, mucky dog, like every dog at this time of year. You can't bring him anywhere without him destroying the car. My car has never been as smelly. I would always pride myself. I got a compliment once when I was 18 on the road being like, whenever I get into your car, it always smells so nice. And that really stuck with me for my friend Claire at the time. And I've always just pride, you know, I wouldn't have it like sparkling clean or anything, but it would always be presentable. It would smell nice and all the rest. Anything like that has had to simply go out the window because I would spend my life hoovering the car after every time Seamus the dog is in the car, especially at this time of year with the muck and all the rest, right? So Seamus rolls in a puddle or in fox crap, whatever, horrible. You're bringing the dog home to put him straight in the bath. He sits in the back of the car, even though I have a cover on the base of the sheet, and rubs his back up against the back of the chair in the back of the car, right? So the other day, I took out the Hoover and I hoovered my car, as I do often enough. But at this point, it's beyond that. It needs a good valet, right? It needs the expensive valet where, you know, you get the seat shampooed.
Yeah, inside and out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, whole lot.
As new. Give me that new car smell.
And in my head, I was thinking, I'm going to hang on now maybe till the end of the mucky season. Do you know? Because it'll just happen again.
Just let the muck build up and have this horrible stink box.
But rather than it being done and then your heart sinking, I need to get like proper seat covers for him. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Jack couldn't handle the smell in his car anymore. So yesterday he took himself off and said, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to get my car valeted. And I was a bit like, who do you think you are getting your car valeted on the 12th of January? Do you know what I mean? Off with you. Grand. So he tells me then later, I got the car valeted. It's unbelievable. When I got home then in the evening, he says, come here, I want to show you something. I said, what? Come in and sit in the car. It's just so nice, right? I had to go and inspect the car. It was spotless. He was like, I just can't wait to drive to work in the morning. It's beautiful. It's like the car is brand new, right? I get the feeling. But I was like, this is not even a girl got to feed herself. You're spending that kind of money in the middle of January. Grand. I was raging with jealousy, obviously. And we were trying to go to sleep last night. And it takes me a while to get to sleep now. I was really kind of counting sheep. And I just heard, yes, Jack. Is it weird that I'm so excited to drive to work in the morning? So my car's just so clean. I was like, yeah, it's lovely. So happy for you. Well done. So, obviously this morning, there's no Dave or Fiona. And I saw a message from Callum at 6:15 saying, the guys are unwell. You're on your own. Get in as quick as you can. And in a panic, as I said, just getting dressed in rapid speed, run to the front door and realise that Jack has parked his car in front of my car in the driveway.
So surely you got in that car and moved that car out the way and then used your car.
That's what someone would do if the car wasn't valid. But I said, well, do you know what now? You decided to block me in this morning with no thought to me. Two of my colleagues are unwell. I have to run this ship of my own today. Will I drive in the brand new scented car? Hell yeah, I will. Jack's alarm goes off at 7:45, which is in 40 seconds from now, 35 seconds from now. He will probably be approaching his car in the next 20 minutes and find a stinky old 10-year-old car outside waiting to drive him to work. And I would like to write a little text now to soften the blow. And I would like your help, okay? I imagine he will approach the car in about 15, 20 minutes and realize that this has happened. Any suggestions? I will form something now. Do you think it's my fault? He blocked me in, but this is 100% going to spoil his day. Any suggestions? More than welcome as I get typing. 087 711 1038. Now, new music from Jazzy. This is called Can't Deny It on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Can't get you off
from all this. Harry Styles, late night talking on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's just Emma this morning. The guy's unwell. Hope all is good with you and you don't have the bugs that are going around. Harry Styles, lads, I think it's at the point where it's not when is he releasing new music, it's when is the new music dropping at this point. The rumours are so rife.
Yeah, there's a lot of hints and teasers around saying that it's We Belong Together is what is out in the ether at the minute. His website is all very vague and very blank.
Okay.
And I am all here for the return because I saw him in Slane when he played Slane. He's such a showman.
Yeah. No, there was that little teaser video he put up which kind of shows maybe the imagery or that kind of stuff that he's working with for the new album. There was a lot of hand-holding with Zoe Kravitz lately as well, and normally he's pretty private about that. Yeah. So we got the PR train going too.
The thing about Harry is that when he's not on, he's normally, you don't really see him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If there's a bubbling of Mr. Styles around, I'm all here for it. Give me a bit 100%. More
Harry. And there's talks of like this massive tour happening this year. What I love about this is it's the rumours, which again, I think fans are really onto it. I think it's pretty legit. It looks like the album will come very quickly, but a single will come first. So I think it's going to be a pretty Harry Styles-esque summer, so we'll have to see. Okay, so a few minutes ago I told you I think there could be trouble in paradise. Basically, my boyfriend Jack went and got his car valeted yesterday. We have a smelly dog. We try to keep him as unsmelly as possible, but obviously at this time of year, if you own a dog and they're out walking and they are rolling in puddles, etc., you know what the story is. Everywhere is just a mucky mess at the moment, and as a result both of our cars are just filth. I've been saying for ages, even though I try to keep it as clean as I can, need to get like the soapy seatiness done in a valet. And I was saying to myself, I'll hang on now and try and get the value for it when things aren't as mucky for a while. But Jack couldn't bear it anymore and went off and got his car valeted yesterday, and then was all chuffed showing me the car last night. Oh, look at this, it looks like a brand new car. And I think the last thing he said to me before he fell asleep, I actually think he was only semi-conscious when he said it to me, was I just can't wait to drive my car to work in the morning. It's like, oh yeah, good for you. Seething with jealousy as I thought about my own mucky car. This morning, got a text from Callum. Dave, Fiona, unwell. Get in as quick as you can. As I raced out the door, I realised that Jack had blocked me in. His car was parked in front of mine. And I didn't need to think about it too much. I said, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm gonna drive the lovely valeted car into work this morning. But unfortunately, I do know that that's going to utterly break his heart. And he's going to have a pretty bad day on the back of it. I was saying I do need to kind of soften the blow and send some kind of a message as his alarm is about to go off. Marius was in touch on this. On a voice note.
To work, and he will swap back. Good morning. Happy New Year. I am sure he will come to your work and he will swap the cards.
I don't know if you'll have that much time. I think I'll just type something very simple like, morning, I'm really sorry I took your car this morning. But just some fuel for thought. Maybe just don't park behind me in future. You know, something very simple like that.
Oh, very short and sweet there.
Just to the I'm trying to think of any other kind of car puns. It just had me kind of revved up that you parked behind me. No?
1038 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, good morning. How are you? It is Emma, Dave, Fiona on Wednesday. Hopefully back tomorrow. But yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. This has never happened to me before being here. But yeah, I do have a suggestion for takeaway restaurants in general. I was on the road a lot yesterday, came home, and I was just craving a takeaway. Jack had already eaten, so he wasn't interested. Just do a good old meal for one. Not a 30 euro spend. I'm talking like 12 euro. I ordered a Domino's, right? And I got the smallest pizza available. But I only wanted 3 slices. I'd love if they said, do you want 2 slices of 3 slices of pizza? Yeah. Like, Domino's should sell their pizza by the slice and not the dramatic big slices of pizza.
Yeah, like a Bambino slice.
No, give us just the standard. Just give me 3 slices of pizza.
Where are you? Like, where do you stand on next day pizza and cold pizza?
Because, oh yeah, no problem.
For me,
delish.
I would be like, I'd order the biggest pizza. Now, I haven't acted. Surprisingly, I haven't ordered I live on my own, so I don't really get takeaway on my own, especially pizza, because it takes up so much space. But, like, I could probably get a whole week out of the biggest pizza.
I know. That's another way of looking at it too, I suppose.
It's an
investment. The thing about it was, in the reason that I only wanted 3 slices was, it was more of a craving rather than I was starving, and B, I wanted room for the cookies. But can you just give me 2 cookies, not 4? I wish there was an option. You know, in today's world, why can't you say, I want 3/4 of a small pizza and I only want 2 of the 4 cookies?
I want the single person's order, please.
I swear to God. I was single for 10 years. I totally get that. Where is the singles order? Seriously.
There we go.
It's not fair. Single people's rights.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Cat's Eye and Gabriella on spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well. Tricky. Oh, I've just heard the news. Only 4 more chances to win yourself a fuzzy charged snooty. When they're gone, folks. Obviously big at this time of year with the winter season. They are warm and cozy and gorgeous and they look really cool. And we, as in me, Dave and Fiona, there is one to share between us. That is how exclusive they are. Only 4 more left and then we'll move on with the new prize, okay? So if you want a snooty, they're very exclusive. Of course, message us the word tricky at any point to 087 711 103. As David Hammond would say, get involved. Now, top of the leaderboard at the moment this week so far is Jess. She has a score of 7 in 55 seconds. Oh, she did very well. But Sharon wants to take that place today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Grand. Not too bad. Any crack for the day?
Work, the usual.
Are you a 9-to-5-er?
No, I start about 9. I finish about 8 tonight.
What?
What do you do? Carer.
Okay, that's a long shift. Is that the shift every day?
No, I'm off now tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. That's good. And then I'm back the weekend.
So long shift.
I get my days off.
Okay, and do you prefer it that way?
Yeah, I actually love it because I get more days off than most. So I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I think that's a lovely way to do it. Although, yeah, today is a long day ahead of you. Let's try and get you top the leaderboard on the Tricky 10. I presume you know how this game works.
I do, yeah.
All right, well, listen, we're wishing you the very best of luck. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. And we're going to ask you 10 questions. Now, each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that's not going to repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, you know yourself. Just give it a guess, Sharon, because it's going to be a number between 1 and 10, so you might as well throw something at it. If you do top the leaderboard on Friday, win yourself a brand new fuzzy charge snooty. What's annoying about the snooty is it's getting a bit warmer now, isn't it? Is there a cold snap coming back in?
I'd say so.
Yeah, definitely. There's got to be.
It's normally like March time, you know. That's when we had the beast from the east.
Yeah, that was actually February, March, wasn't it? Okay, are you ready to go, Sharon?
All good.
All right, 55 seconds are going on the clock. We'll kick off in 3, 2, 1. On a cow's udder, how many teats would it normally have?
Oh, God. 4.
How many tracers were picked on episode 1 of Tracers Ireland?
6.
Bruce Willis starred in a 1999 film about how many senses?
6. I already said 6.
Sweden has won Eurovision how many times?
Twice.
How many UEFA Champions Leagues have Manchester City won?
Oh my God. 7? I don't know.
The Bernard Shaw and the Gravediggers are in which Dublin postal district?
9.
How many letters are there in the word civilian?
8.
Microsoft suite of work applications is called Microsoft 36 what?
9. No, I didn't. That was terrible.
Don't you say that. It wasn't. There was absolutely nothing terrible about it whatsoever.
Oh, my God. I don't even think I said all 10 numbers, did I?
Well, you did manage to get through all 10 questions, but you did hazard many, many answers at us. So how do you think you did overall?
Oh, brutal. Absolutely. It was shocking.
No, it was not. I thought you were going to say something else there. Let's see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, now I'll tell you one thing. When I was in school, 40% was a pass, and I used to be thrilled when I saw that. So even better again when you only answered 8 questions. That's a 50%. Exactly. Sharon, well done.
Well done, Sharon.
Fair play. Thanks so much.
We'll go through the answers for you. First of all, I just have to say you got the cow's udder one correct.
Yeah.
I know that was a shot in the dark, and it was a very weird question. I know. I hold my hands up for that.
I wouldn't have known that, to be honest.
It was a bit of an odd one, but 4 teats it does have. In the Traitors Island, there were 3 traitors initially picked: Eamon, Caitlin, and Pordy. Sweden's won the Eurovision 7 times. They're tied with Ireland with the most Eurovision wins. You said 2. The UEFA Champions League question, Man City has only won 1 and not 7. And then
that's confusing, is it? They've won the Premier League more than they've won the...
Yeah, well, the Champions League is a much harder because it's European competition. But yeah, they've only won the Champions League once.
Only good when you're at home.
And then Microsoft 365, not 369. But I tell you what, Sharon, 4 out of 8 isn't bad at all.
No, but it's you weren't on my side today.
It's all right. Listen, have a lovely day, and you've a long day ahead. Thanks, Mill, for listening and playing.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. All right, if you want to play tomorrow, as we said, there's only 4 Fuzzy Charge Snooties left to go for the winter season. They're the exclusive autumn winter collection of Spin 2025-2026, you see. 087-711-1038 with the word tricky to play tomorrow and on the way in the next few minutes. Apt when you're playing Kingfisher. Tradfest, it's got such hype for this year. But can we please stop putting big, brilliant events on in January when no one has money to enjoy them? Wait till you hear us playing. I'll give you details in a sec. Here at Spin. Jaded Eye. Cash machine back to 6-figure sum on the second week of January. All the details you need to win the lot coming shortly on the show. For now, though, that's Tradfest. The hype for Tradfest this year. I feel like it has more momentum than it ever has before. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it runs from the 21st to the 25th of January. And obviously, we all know how a new generation of Irish trad has taken hold, and the love for it among a younger generation is probably stronger than ever. The issue, and the only singular issue I have with this, is the timing of it. Why would you put something that is so fruitful with opportunities to do so many fun things in the middle of January, right before people get paid?
In my head, I'm kind of thinking they're doing it because January.
No, I understand. You're trying to breathe a bit of life into a traditionally pretty crap month.
Yeah.
But I mean, people haven't probably been paid since the 19th of December. By the 23rd of January, it's like, lads, there's nothing on my leap card to even get into this event. I don't even care if the tickets for this are free. I can't walk there. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, Catherine Connolly opened it all the other day, and just wait till I walk you through, Callum, what's on the lineup. You need to get yourself to this, right?
Well, my girlfriend is so big into like the Irish, like the new scene of the Irish trad with the Mary Wallopers, and yeah. I saw that on the sign. Like, I've heard of these guys before, and she played me some of their music. Ishbini Naharan,
yes,
Irish sausages.
They're amazing.
I love it.
Amazing.
So good.
I was at a local pub in Waterford for New Year's Eve, and you should have seen my sister insisted the DJ play something from, what are they called? The Whistling Donkeys.
And there's the Tumbling Paddies.
The Tumbling Paddies and the Whistling Donkeys,
just the names are fantastic.
And as soon as they came on, the place erupted. Like, it's just brilliant. Anyway, walking you through some of the great names, like you mentioned already, of who are performing for Tradfest. One of the events you can do is you can go and try the pipes with Pobali Ilan, right? I pronounced that wrong. Piobari Ilan. Anyway, the Ilan pipes, Osqueilga, right? And these guys sound like this.
There's a bit of you in the corner whooping and hollering.
I
want
to try the pipes. Put it on the end of January when everyone's paid. There's traditional harp playing. There's an evening gig with a guy called Danny Kelleher, and it looks like it's just in someone's sitting room. Like, you just go to this guy's house. Danny, I want to come to your evening gig. Put it on a week later. Then they have, listen to this, Callum, bit of me or what, trad tune session and a pop-up Gaeltacht. You get into the middle bar early to enjoy these local players, many of whom are regular players at the Scarries Traditional Music Weekend. Lads, I can't afford to get out to Scarries. You're putting it on in the middle of January.
€2 on the number 33. It will take about 17 hours, but you'll get there.
It says to get there early, Callum. Oh, I won't make it. Now, this is a bit of me, but more so a bit of my mum. You can make your own instrument from recycled materials. Have I ever wanted to play the flute from a roll of toilet paper? No, but now I do. Okay, put it on a week later.
Now, I want to kind of just give you a glimmer of hope, all right? It's on the 21st to the 25th of January, which is next Wednesday to next Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, if you work in a company like ours, we get paid on the 25th of January, which this month falls on a Sunday.
Oh.
Which means when it falls on the weekend, we always get paid the Friday before.
Which would be the 23rd. Does that mean I can try the pipes?
I think you might be able to try the pipes.
Oh my God.
With all of your Christmas money that you've earned.
Then there's something else just called, it's so simple, it speaks for itself, on Seshmore, the big sesh. Get me to on Seshmore with bells on.
Oh my God.
I'm ready. I've been hibernating for the last couple of weeks. I've done dry January bar one evening. Ukulele Tuesday, I realise I actually played their clip a second ago. I didn't mean to. It started out at this small jam session in the Stag's Head, but it's gone to former festivals all over the world. That was them I played a second ago accidentally, right? It's just a gang of loads and loads of ukulele players. And then the Try the Pipes lads.
Oh my God.
Isn't that just lovely? Another thing that caught my attention is the Buskin' Bandits. Honestly, I don't need to hear anything about trying the pipes or the harp playing or the evening gig or the trad tunes or the making an instrument from recycled materials. All I had to see was the Buskin' Bandits, and I want to be there.
There's like workshops for kids and everything. Yeah. There's Boron workshops.
I know.
I'd go to that. I've never played one of them.
Wouldn't you love a go of a Boron?
Absolutely.
And I think Callum Farmer, when I think of a traditional Irish instrument, I think of a Boron for you.
Tapping the little drum in the corner.
You're more of a ukulele kind of a bang off you.
I'd love a go on the harp.
I just want the pipes. Here's Doja Cat. This is Jealous Type. You're listening to Spin. Doja Cat and Jealous Type on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fast fashion is out. It's not cool. We're all into secondhand clothing. Vinted has just taken a life of its own. I'm obsessed with it. But I have a question for you, okay? On 087-711-1038, would you go as far as to purchase secondhand sandals on Vinted? If you know Vinted, these, I can tell you, are not ones that are marked as new. These do not still have a tag. Worn sandals. Beautiful worn sandals at that. Would you buy secondhand sandals? Or do you consider that a step too far? 087-711-1038. Would love your thoughts. Get in touch. Maybe you've bought secondhand sandals and they're absolutely perfect and you don't see what my problem is. Get your voice notes over on 087 711 1038. Now though, weather today, a bit of a wet start, but the good news, it is going to clear up and be really sunny later on with highs of 6 degrees. A look in the roads now from Leah.
Morning guys, Crumlin Road is backed up.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona coming up on 20 to 9 and just after 9 o'clock this morning. We're doing the Tricky 10. Wouldn't be a Tuesday without... What am I talking about? The Tricky 10 already happened on the show. I meant to say Top 10 Tuesday on the way after 9 o'clock each and every Tuesday. With this morning, a very special guest. Who will it be? Find out after 9 a.m. For now, though, I want your opinion on something, okay? I found out over Christmas that I'm going away on a trip in March. I'll tell you about that another time, right? But if you're like me, then as soon as you know you're going anywhere, you're already thinking, what outfits do I have now? I want to look sexy on this trip. I want to look cool. I want to be the coolest person ever that landed in this country. And I've been going through my wardrobe in my head. And I told you, basically, when I made my goals for 2026, I'd be more of a minimalist. I really got into my vintage era at the end of 2025. And I'm determined not to be buying rubbish online, right? To buy, if I need anything, get secondhand. That's what I'm trying to do for the most of the things I'm doing at the moment, right?
I guess the problem with vintage is, obviously, you can sell.
Yeah.
But there is the option to also buy.
Yes.
So it's like, it's not just a one-way system.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I have sold some bits. And I've made a couple of hundred quid off vintage. Yeah. I've got rid of loads of bits. And I actually have a rail in my room of stuff I need to upload, but yeah, it's a divil, because when it cops what you're after, when the algorithm figures out kind of what you're into, you might say, for example, if you listening downloaded vintage today, you'd be like, what's the fuss about, this is all just rubbish. But when you start searching for specific things, it'll pick up what you're after really quickly, and then your feed, you're going to have this insatiable appetite for everything, because it's really unique stuff that you can't really get in a shop in a lot of cases.
Like if I was after jerseys or something, I'd search one jersey and then all it would be these.
And then you'd be like, oh my god, I need all I of want these them jerseys. All. And then you feel less guilty because you know it's more ethical, it's secondhand, blah, 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 blah. But I just wonder where we draw the line here. I'll start this by saying I have purchased footwear on Vinted, a pair of running shoes. They're absolutely fine. I did put them on a little low wash when they arrived, just thinking of someone else's sweaty feet, right? I didn't want to think about it too much. I didn't want to think about it. I just said, the wash chair now and we'll look at you there when you're out, right? And same with just a different pair of runners. Little 30 degree wash. Don't even want to think about where you've been. Thank you very much. You're on my feet now. Here we go. But I came across this pair of sandals now, right? They're Docs, okay?
Oh, okay. So good brand.
Good brand. If I wanted to buy them myself, you can only, you know, spenny, right? Yeah. Docs are spenny. Yeah. And I know.
You're talking over 100?
Well over 100, yeah. Sometimes even 200, I think, for certain Docs. Yeah, they're crazy. These are there for €45.
Okay.
Caveat is, well worn, okay? That's the tag that you can put when you declare what situation.
So I'm guessing you could, like, unworn, as new.
Yeah, tag still on, whatever. These are well worn, okay? And they do look well worn, but they look cool, right? Yeah. But they've been on someone's naked foot. And that's the difference, right?
I have been favoured. The dogs have been let loose.
The dogs have been out and the dogs have been sweating.
Yeah, they've been barking.
If the dogs have been out in a pair of leather Docs, the chances are those dogs weren't out in the cold weather. They were out in the sun.
Oh,
which means the dogs
sweaty
were
dogs.
Sweaty dogs. Sweaty, barking dogs, okay? But that's why you're getting them for €45.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I just want to know where you draw the line. I can give them a little wipe. There's still those wipes lying around work from COVID. You know, where you can get rid of all the bacteria.
Yeah.
Give them a wipe and just smell like a pharmacy.
So here's a question for you. Say if you saw these in like a charity shop, would you be able to inspect them then? I think there is a bit of unknown because you don't really know what the condition is.
Well, that's
really
a very good point.
Like.
I probably would buy them. What's my problem? I probably would buy them in a charity shop.
And also, okay, so that's the charity shop's question. But then let's think of something that you would also wear without socks. The dogs would still be out, like high heels or something like that. You wouldn't necessarily.
Very good point, Cal.
Yeah.
If there was a fancy pair, I don't care about brands,
about
shoes, but you wouldn't even think about that.
Now,
Fiona got a secondhand pair of Chanel shoes for her wedding.
Yes.
So there you go. She had someone else's dogs in them before. Katie was in touch on all this. Would you buy secondhand sandals?
I feel like unless it was very good or new without tags, it's definitely a no.
Aww.
Because all I'm thinking about is someone else's foot sweat all over those sandals, even if they're wiped or washed, whatever. It still just seems gross.
Yeah. Okay.
Apologies if you're eating your breakfast and you just heard the words foot sweat on the radio at 8:43 this morning.
Lolly was on as well.
Lads, the thought now of a second pair of sandals from Vinted. I can just see the imprint of the toes on the inner sole. And I'm getting the gawks from the smell. I think I will not be able to go to work today. And I think that's the valid reason you're putting that idea into my head now. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
If you need a sick note, if you email me, callum.farmer@spin1038.com.
I was thinking about the imprints of someone else's dogs on a secondhand pair of sandals, sir. Couldn't make it in, miss. I apologise. Okay, listen, what would you do here? They're gorgeous, lads. They're €45. 087 711 1038. Should I buy the secondhand sandals or are you horrified like Lolly and Katie? Get in touch. Somber now. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift with Opalite on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Don't forget, Top 10 Tuesday on the way with a very special guest just after 9. For now, though, the question this morning is, would you buy secondhand sandals? I have a trip coming up in March, and ever since I found out about this trip, I've just been in the zone of, oh, what do I have in my wardrobe? And I'm just really excited and giddy and trying to put outfits together in my head. But I'm also trying to be a minimalist and very much trying to do any kind of buying that I'm doing in 2026. My goal is to do so exclusively on Vinted. I'm trying anyway, right, for the majority of bits and bobs. And I got into Vinted late last year. It's just brilliant. You'll get whatever you want on it. Secondhand, you can get stuff and you can search like exclusively like to get stuff that's like in really good condition or only worn once or twice or whatever. But I wonder where you would draw the line, because there's a pair of sandals and I can't stop looking at them. I've had them favourited. And if you know Vinted, they've been favourited by like 56 people. So like they're popular on there and they're probably going to go soon. They're Doc Martens, all right? Normally, they'd probably go for €140, €160. They're well worn. That's the tag. They've been well loved by someone else. And that she's selling them for €45. Okay, so it's a good bargain, but her sweaty dogs have been in them. And that's the reality of the situation, is that you're dealing with the fact that with every step you take, will you be thinking, God, there's been so much foot sweat sliding around these sandals in the past, or would you just get over it? 087 711 1038. Ivana, would you buy them?
I might buy everything other than, I wouldn't buy swimming costumes. Okay. Or underwear.
So everything else is fair game.
And sure.
Yeah, of course.
Antiseptic wipes.
I always think that as well, because you're trying on the shoes in shops anyway, and you don't know how many dogs have been in the shoes before you buy them if you're trying them on.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Same thing. At least you know it was just the sweat from one, hopefully, individual person over that time. Have you done this before? Would you just give them a good clean?
I have, yes. Okay. Actually, yeah.
You're a vintage queen. Very modern of you. Yeah. You're down with the cool
kids.
I think
so, yes.
Good.
I bought quite a few bits and I bought a few bits as well.
How's your ratio to how much you've spent versus how much you've bought? Because I'm trying to level it up and I've a bit to go. I've bought too much.
I think I've definitely spent more than ever.
We're all the same. At least you get something back, though. You don't feel as guilty. Ivana, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Anita was on as well.
Oh, no. I would not wear them, and I'm thinking like about all the foot disease that people have, and you might catch something like a fungus or other type of skin condition if it wasn't clean, because it's still in that leather. I wouldn't risk it.
Oh, we're talking about fungus now, are we?
Again.
Oh, Anita.
I apologise. We got a few messages in. Pavel says, first of all, how can sandals be beautiful? They're sandals, FFS.
They can be. These are gladiator sandals, Pavel. I don't mind telling you. They've lovely gold stitching on black leather and great support around the ankle.
And they're Docs as well. They're a good brand. But then, he does turn it around. He says, secondly, buy them. If you catch something, there's always pharmacies.
Sorry, is it that the second person in the row talking about catching a disease?
Yes, absolutely. Well, in fairness, we have said before, sweaty dog sweat in the sandals.
I didn't know it would make you catch a fungus.
You never know. Audrey's also said, the one good thing about breaking in new Docs is that that's absolute torture, so you won't have to break them in.
True.
Because that's they've already been pre-broken.
Massive, massive point, yeah.
Buying secondhand Docs is class to avoid that. Boots or sandals, do it.
Okay, so will I buy the Docs and just deal with having 10 fungus nails?
And Richard is also saying, considering we use utensils in restaurants, trusting that they're clean, sharing shoes isn't that bad. A knife has been in someone else's mouth.
So
you're not going to lick those sandals,
yeah, when
are
you're
you?
Having a pint at the weekend. Who else's sloppy lips have been on them?
It's mixed messages.
Right.
So, but I would say do it. Get the sweaty dog sandals.
Yay!
Dublin travel
with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I'll start wearing them from like when they arrive next week, and we'll just all be on fungus watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Callum, you can monitor fungus.
No,
watch.
I don't want to look at your toes.
Yuck. It's coming up on 9. Leah, what's the story?
Morning, guys. Crumlin Road is still backed up on either side between the Guinness.
Let's go! Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. How are you doing? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma with you this morning. Hopefully Dave and Fiona will be feeling a little bit better tomorrow.
Can I ask you a really quick question? How much cinema is too much cinema?
Oh, well, I probably cinema probably twice or three times a year, but I'm way much on the lower case. I know a guy, Brian. You know Brian as well. He works down in Waterford. Brian goes to cinema about 4 days a week.
And he also reviews kebabs. He has a great life.
He does have a good life. And he makes some money from going to the cinema 4 or 5 times a week. I think that's too much. Like, he knows all the staff by name, obviously, in the cinema and stuff. But yeah, why do you ask? There's a lot out at the moment. Yeah. I want to see Hamnet. I want to see the one Marty Supreme. I want to see that one about the boxer.
Well, that's the thing. So The last couple of weeks, I've been to the cinema once a week so far this year.
Oh, wow.
We're only 2 weeks in.
It's the 13th of
January. Yeah. I saw Saipan before we came back after Christmas.
Is it good?
Really good. Okay. Not sure how true to story it is. A lot of ex-players are saying that never happened. Yeah. But the basis is kind of around there. Mm. And then, like I was saying a couple of days ago, I went to see Marty Supreme at the weekend. Mm. But there is so much going out in the minute. And I'm kind of really close to buying one of those cinema memberships.
How much?
On average? It's around €18. But if you think of the price of what a cinema ticket is, I paid $9.99.
That makes complete
sense.
The
weekend, so you just need to go more than once. But
do you have to sign up for that membership then for the year? Is it like a direct debit?
The one that I'm looking at is it's a 3-month commitment.
That's okay.
Which is, and I think they've got it down to a T there, because I was like, I know that I'm gravitating towards the cinema a lot at the minute because
the
The cinema.
The cinema. So cute. Impossible.
I'm gravitating there a lot at the minute because it's cold, it's wet.
I get
it's relatively cheap if you don't buy the €17 packet of popcorn.
A lot of people are doing Dry January as well, so it's a good thing to do at the weekend.
And honestly, the cinema that I was at the weekend, it was
packed.
Yeah. There was no movement. And
good.
First of all, secondly, I kind of have to just applaud people at that cinema.
Oh, yeah?
They were so well behaved.
Where are they, Callum?
I used to get so angry at people in the cinema who would be talking on their phones and everything. I was not distracted once.
And have you ever been bold in the cinema?
Absolutely.
When young Callum now, over in England.
Oh.
No, when young Nottingham Callum was going to the cinema as a chung fella after school. Did young Callum ever have a little kiss in the cinema? Would that be breaking the rules?
Absolutely not. I went to see one of the last Harry Potter films on my own as like a 17-year-old because no one else would go with me.
You've just always been so cool, man. And Love Me Not, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Spin. But this morning, Dave, Fiona unwell, and we are about to take on Top 10 Tuesday. How would we do such a thing? Producer Callum, in this instance, would be sorting Top 10 Tuesday. But there would be no battle should I be on my own. Please welcome to Fully Charged, Michaela Hayes.
Woo! How are you, Mac? I'm good, and normally I'm not nice pre-10 a.m. So clearly, it's you guys making me happy.
I can vouch for that. She doesn't really like speaking before she goes on air at 10 to anyone. She kind of gives you a dirty look in the office if you even try and go near her before 10.
Michaela has her own studio, and she literally comes in and crawls into that hole for the first hour of the day.
Am I like Spin's Mariah Carey? I don't know her.
Defrosting.
She defrosts before 10.
Yeah. Welcome to this game, Top 10 Tuesday. It's our favourite part of Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic, and this week you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done the last 10 James Bond films that were released, the least populated counties, and so much more. But this week, it's Emma v. Michaela, and it's a music-based round.
Nice.
This one. You've 3 lives each, and you've to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038.
We were only talking a few minutes ago about the amount going on in the cinema as well. So cinema passes on this. You could get yourself there across January as well.
We demoed this in the office, me and some of the guys in the office, and it went really well yesterday. So this week on Top 10 Tuesday, I think you're both going to really like this.
We can turn our pages now, Michaela.
Absolutely. Okay. I am looking for the first 10 singles that feature Katy Perry that reached the top 40
in Ireland.
Let's go.
So a stipulation with this, I'm looking for singles that were released by Katy Perry as a title artist, but also songs that are artist feat Katy Perry.
Okay.
Why Katy Perry?
Yeah, what's the relevance? Just because she's back, is it?
Yeah, I think we were playing her song. I was just looking at what we were playing and then she was there. So I thought, Katy Perry. And she has some classic bangers.
I would
from
say that
by.
The, and again, not spoiler alert because I will throw it in straight away as a guest, but the Teenage Dream album for me was released when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And it was the most perfect pop album, I would say, of my time.
As I was putting this list together, I was like, Christ, old
yeah.
stuff is so good.
So with that in mind, I'll kick off if you
absolutely.
Want. Because I mentioned it. Let's go Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream is number 7.
Can I just ask a very quick question?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't mean that it's 7th most popular in Ireland. It means that it was the 7th released track in Ireland. So
absolutely.
So what you're telling me is there was 6 songs before that.
You've got it spot on.
Right.
So Teenage Dream was released in September 2010 and it reached number 1. So think it, there's 6 more songs that were released before September 2010 and 3 songs that were released after September 2010. Emma's got a point. Over to you, Michaela.
I kissed a girl.
I kissed a girl.
And I liked it. Sorry, I deafened everyone there.
It's number 1.
Yay! Yeah. Kissed a girl. Taste of her cherry chapstick.
I love how we're both really crap at singing. Absolutely. Yeah, go first.
I Kissed a Girl reached number 1. That was the first single that reached
I remember
top 40.
First time I heard it, I was on the way home from Shannon Airport in the back of the car with my family after a trip, and it was iconic to hear a girl talking about kissing a girl on the radio.
Unbelievable.
I was like, oh my God. Do you know when you've been on away on holidays when you're a kid and you're like, oh, the music on the radio has changed. What is this?
July 2008. Back to you, Emma.
Okay, I'm going to go Hot and Cold, please.
Hot and Cold. It's number 2. You're hot and you're cold. September 2008 only reached number 3, Michaela.
California Girls.
Go on! Greeting loved ones, let's take a journey featuring Snoop Dogg. It's number 6.
What?
So that was released in June 2010.
June. Mm. Okay, this one's going to start getting tricky. I know a song that I loved, but did it do that well in Ireland? From when I was a teenager, can I please throw TGIF or Last Friday Night, should
last
I say?
Last Friday Night. Open brackets, TGIF, close brackets.
Yeah, we danced on tabletops.
It is
come on.
Number
10.
Yay! We're doing really good here. We've got 5 down. No one's lost a life. I Kissed a Girl, number 1. Hot and Cold, number 2. Number 6, California Girls. Number 7, Teenage Dream. And number 10, Last Friday Night.
Come
Michaela.
On, Rockers.
Dark Horse.
Go on!
Tune.
Dark Horse.
Sorry, I'm getting way too excited.
Oh, I think this might be out of the remit.
It's number 15.
Ah!
Sugar. Okay, now I'm getting nervous. Firework.
Firework. Is it after or before Last Friday Night? Last Friday Night was June 2010.
Oh, it's well after. It's
Firework,
after.
October 2010. It's number 8.
Yes!
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burn.
So, okay, Michaela, we need to start thinking about that I Kissed a Girl and Hot and Cold time. What was early?
See, I'm like, they're throwing us off with featuring Katy Perry.
Mm.
I'm like, what songs did she feature on?
I've one that I'm kind of unsure about who was the featured artist, but yeah.
Like,
on,
I know she was in the video for Travie McCoy because they used to go out with each other and that would Cupid's Chokehold, but she didn't sing on that. Oh, what about, she did a 303 song.
What's the name of the song?
Kiss, ooh, ooh. That's all I can give you.
Again, 303. 303. Katy Perry. Oh, Starstruck? No.
Emma, are you saying Starstruck?
I think I am.
Starstruck. 303 featuring Katy Perry, December 2009. It's number 4.
Yes!
Okay, now this is where I think I'm going to lose a point because I'm just not sure, but I have to say what I'm thinking.
Okay.
E.T.
E.T. featuring Kanye West.
Ah, around.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's number 9.
Yay!
Okay.
We are doing phenomenal here.
We are looking
you too well.
I know the first 10 singles that feature Katy Perry that released reached the top 40 in Ireland. I Kissed a Girl number 1, Hot and Cold number 2, Starstruck number 4, California Girls number 6, Teenage Dream number 7, and Last Friday Night number 10. We are looking for 5, 8 and 9, Michaela.
No, we have 8 and 9. We've got Firework, E.T. We're looking for 3 and 5. Okay. Now you've made me forget the song that was in my head.
There was one really sad one on the
one that got away.
The one that got away, that's it.
It's number 11.
Oh!
And Callum, unfortunately, I'm going to have to bow, man, because my last one was the sad one. Yeah. But I have one more trip.
I've seen Katy Perry live in concert twice. When she was good and now. I'm going to lose anyway because I've lost two lives. Emma's been great. So. I'm really like, I don't want to. No.
Okay. I'm out.
You're out.
Okay.
Well, fair play. Fair play, Emma, because you got about 17 there and Michaela
got
two.
Excuse me.
No. The scores on the door is that Emma got 6 there and Michaela got 2 of them. So well done, Emma. So we are looking for the first 10 singles that feature Katy Perry that reached the top 40 in Ireland. There's only 2 missing, number 3 and number 5. We've got I Kissed a Girl, we've got Hot and Cold, we've Starstruck, we've California Girls, we've Teenage Dream, there's Firework, there's E.T., and there's Last Friday Night. Can you complete that too? 087-711-1038.
Well, Sorge with IMC Cinema Passes, if you can fill in the blanks for us this morning. And just to say, am I right in saying then, Callum, if I may, that they might be around the time of the 2008-2009 time?
Do you know what? For a hint, one is 2009 and one is 2010.
Okay, cool. Have a guess. Have a Google. No, just have a guess. Use only your brain. You could win some IMC Cinema Passes this morning. Get in touch on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. For now, though, Disco Lines and Tinashe. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Mom Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. In about 6 or 7 minutes, we'll be telling you how you can get your hands on €100,000 this Friday. For now, though, we're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Special guest this morning, Michaela Hayes, joining us. Also a Katy Perry fan, it seems.
Clearly not, but how badly I did.
Ah, you did okay. This week, Callum is looking for the first 10 singles that feature Katy Perry that reached the top 40 in Ireland. So we're going way back to her breakthrough hit on this.
And you know what? I have the iconic 90 threesome every single day. And I am going to kick off the iconic 90 threesome because you've inspired me so much and I want to go back to feeling like a teenager. I'm going to kick it off with a Katy Perry.
Yes. Okay, Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, kicking off the naughty threesome with Michaela at 10. For now, though, Callum, where are we at?
Yes, so we are looking for the first 10 singles that feature Katy Perry that reached the top 40. Number 1 was I Kissed a Girl. Number 2 was Hot and Cold. We're looking for number 3. That's still blank. Number 4 was Starstruck. It's 303 single, but it features Katy Perry, so it's allowed. Number 5 is blank. Number 6, California Girls. Number 7, Teenage Dream. Number 8, Firework. Number 9, E.T. And number 10, Last Friday Night. So it's 3 and 5 that we're looking for.
Shauna thinks she can help us out this morning. Hello, and how are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Listen, we're stuck here. I think we did fairly well this morning. Did it bring back lots of memories for you, all those Katy Perry
songs?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's like all the songs on your iPod Nano.
Oh, yeah. And were you a teenager around the time of the Teenage Dream album?
Yeah, absolutely.
So as a result, it belongs to us and it's ours and no one else's. That's the way I feel about
it.
Callum, let's try and get to the bottom of this. We are stuck. We need to fill out number 3 and number 5 of this top 10 list. What do you have for us?
Yeah, go on, Shauna.
So I thought it was... Katy Perry and Timbaland, If We Ever Meet Again.
Katy Perry and Timbaland, If We Ever Meet Again. Honestly, one of my favourite songs from the early 2010s.
Michaela looks so shocked.
I'm raging.
It's such a good song.
Yeah.
But did it reach the top 40 in Ireland?
Yeah.
It reached number 3. It's number 5.
Yeah.
What an amazing song. That is unbelievable.
If We Ever Meet Again. Honestly, like, I remember hammering that song to death when it came out. And it was a song that we used to play on Spin a fair bit when I first started as well. It was like, that is...
iconic.
It does something to me, that song.
Sean is still there as well. Do you have another guest for us?
Oh, Waking Up in Vegas.
Oh, for God's sake, it is, isn't it, Callum?
Wait, shut up and put your money where your mouth is. There's number 3.
Woo!
Shauna.
Surprisingly, only reached number 8
in Ireland, and that was in May 2009. That's a top 10 Tuesday complete.
And guys, these days she goes to space. She's such a queen.
Yeah.
Shauna, you have gone and done it, and we'll send you out to my IMC Cinema passes. Thank you so much.
And you did better than me.
Have a good day.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Throwbacks, man.
I know. Do you know what though? I feel like such a bad Katy Perry fan. I went to see her when I was a teenager. Mm. I got one of the lollipops because remember she used to be all like lollipops
yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
And I have a Katy Perry lollipop.
One of the massive ones from what, the set.
Well, no, they wouldn't let me carry them.
So
I was too short.
They were selling actual lollipops, were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I'd say it's like the size of my head.
Oh no way!
Which is that large? Is it small? I don't know.
Average.
Well, yeah, I don't fall over.
You still have it.
I still have it. It's not the same colour it was when I bought it, though.
I dare you to lick it live on your show tomorrow morning.
No, while you get your Veruca-y feet out.
Don't forget that 10 o'clock this morning, Michaela will be kicking off the Naughty Threesome featuring Katy Perry and Teenage Dream. Thank you, Michaela Hayes.
Woo!
Lawrence Road now. This is Spin. David Guetta, Teddy Swims, Tones and I, Gone, Gone, Gone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma with you this morning, just checking in on Teddy Swims. I was like, he's been quiet. He finished the I've Tried Everything But Therapy tour finally back in early December. 198 shows, over a million people. And then ever since, he's been doing some interviews and testaments to Teddy Swims. Just that man refuses to wear shoes. He just goes into interviews, his sound and podcast studios with, and again, it's like the topic of today's show. If you were to ever think what happened on Fully Charged the day that Dave and Fiona called in sick and Emma was on her own, all you talked about was dogs. Just raw dogs, feet out, toes. That's all we're talking about today. I do think when he came in and had a chat with us, he had some sort of a sandal on, but he likes a foot out.
Yes,
him.
And he's playing Malahide this summer as well in June. So have a look and see if Teddy's dogs are back.
His lovely tatted toes. Stick around. 100 grand to go on the cash machine on Friday. That money could be yours in a few days' time, and we'll tell you how next.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Picture this in Leftover Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Thank you for keeping me company this morning. Dave and Fiona hopefully back tomorrow. Did you see actually picture this during their big gigs at the Three Arena in recent weeks? Rather than paying for a support act, they donated the money that they'd normally pay a support act to charity. A really nice touch. And then instead, they hosted this massive karaoke. So all the audience were coming up on stage doing a big karaoke.
That's a bit of fun.
That's good crack. So fair play to them. Now stick around, 10 spin hits in a row, kicking off with Michaela in a few minutes' time, but first the important business of getting to the Naughty Threesome. Oh. She has Deadmau5 on the way, but as promised, because we were talking about Katy Perry on the show earlier on Top 10 Tuesday, she will launch the Naughty Threesome with Teenage Dream. Let's all be 15 in our minds again. You can catch up with the podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged, wherever you get your podcasts across the rest of your Tuesday, and we will see you back here in the morning. Have a good day. Bye-bye. See ya.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.